Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're so glad you're here today. I hope this episode finds you doing really well. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please don't hesitate to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, as I sit at the microphone today recording this, if you're listening to it in real time, I'm just in the season of gratitude. There's just so many good things that God is doing through the life of our church, and I couldn't be more proud just seeing the work of God moving forward. I just left the church and I saw a few hundred students that are about to enter into worship and experiencing life-changing truth. And on Sundays, we've seen so many kids and students and adults just connect with their Heavenly Father, and it's so very encouraging. One of the ways I see it, though, is through the power of small groups. And so today, as we think about this idea of what are we created for, the truth is we're created for relationship. God created us to be connected to other people, because when we're connected to other people, we're challenged to grow, and we become better versions of ourselves, and more importantly, we become like Jesus. So today, as I sit at the microphone, I want to take some of the words that my friend Debbie sent out to some of our leaders last week that I thought was super encouraging, not just for leaders of groups, but for people, all of us, that are seeking to live out the relationships of Jesus on this earth. I'm reminded, Proverbs 27, verse 17 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." So what's the big deal about community? Some of you are extroverts and you love community. I know some of you are introverts and you shy away from community, but why this really matters, there's four big reasons. There's more, but here's four great reasons of why it's so important to know we're created for relationship and community. Number one, courage comes in the context of community. What I mean by that is when our people are connected, when we connect in community, that's where we feel loved, that's where we feel supported, and those are the foundations that provide us with the courage to make wise and courageous choices. Number two, in community, we flourish. I mean, stats show that we're simply happier when we're connected with God and we're connected with other people, but on the flip side of that, we're apt to languish, to move to a state of weakness or even depression when we're disconnected from other people. Number three, community encourages one another, it supports one another, it loves one another, it defers to one another, and it puts the spotlight on another. This is huge, because in a world that creates phones that have selfie cameras that point at ourselves, it's so powerful when in community we point the camera at somebody else, we focus on them. And then number four, community breathes life into our souls. It breathes life into our souls. And I can raise my hand and say, I've experienced that. Last night, we went to our small group and it breathed life into my soul. And so a couple of things I want you to think about today is, number one, that you're created for relationship. Obviously, a relationship with God, but that relationship is lived out in relationship with other people. Number two is, do you have this kind of community around you? Do you have people that give you courage? Do you have people that help you flourish? Do you have people that encourage and support you? Do you have people that breathe life into your soul? And if not, would you begin praying, God, would you bring that into my life? And then maybe a third step would be, if there's already a group that you're interested in, maybe sign up for it. But if there's not, maybe God wants to use you in the life of somebody else, maybe a neighbor that you bump into when you're walking in the neighborhood, that you could just say, hey, I'm thinking about starting a Bible study. Do you know anybody that might be interested? Or maybe it's coworkers that over a lunch once a week that you could talk about things that matter, the things of God. Maybe God wants to use you to help create a community that does provide courage, that helps people flourish, that encourages and supports, and ultimately breathes life into other people. Proverbs tells us that when we walk with wise people, we become wise. There is power in community. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.